This is Kara Mandry of the Ashland City Library speaking with Mike McCarty of Clark County. Mike, first of all, you know that this conversation is being recorded, correct?
Yes, I do, and I get my permission for it to be recorded.
Okay. Thank you, sir. We will be discussing how the COVID coronavirus has been affecting our small community. And first of all, sir, when did you first hear about the virus?
I think that was in late January, early February. I'm not exactly for sure. You know, when you're out by yourself all the time anyway, you don't really look at the dates. But I think I heard something about that there was a pandemic going on at that time. And then I knew more for sure about spring break when I read and I saw that they had shut down the state basketball tournaments in advance.
What was your reaction when you first heard?
I guess that I'm not scared, but I am very worried, and that's my reaction at that time. I was worried about my family and what this is going to do to us financially.
Right. First of all, let's talk about your family. Who lives in your home, and who are you connected with family-wise?
My wife and I, Denise McCarty, lives in the house. At the time that we was going through this, my nephew, Sam Claver, that is autistic, Down syndrome, and nonverbal, was staying with us for 5 weeks because his mother had other problems that she had to go to the doctor for. And so, at that time, it made it very hard. I don't want to say the word hard. It made it very difficult to be able to do everything we need to do.
Is your nephew still with you?
No. He went back home this last weekend. But then, on the same token, we go and help take care of our grandkids, Travis and Kelly McCarty's kids. Kelly is an accountant, and Travis is a feedlot veterinarian, and so early morning, while Kelly needs to go to work early, my wife goes in and takes her kids to daycare. Then on Fridays, we still have the grandkids.
Okay. Your wife also works at the school. How did this affect her job?
No, Denise has not worked at the school for 4 years, I think.
Okay. I'm behind times.
I'm sorry.
So you are still able to take care of your grandchildren because you see them all the time. It's very close, right?
Right. But we're not able to see our other grandkids that lives in Seneca or in Andover. We're not able to see those grandkids.
Okay. And you missed all the basketball tournaments.
Yes, very much.
Okay.
March Madness.
Yes. So, do you remember kind of when this virus business first became real to you, or how it started to affect your life personally?
It was about the time of the state basketball tournaments that it started to affect our life. It's about the time the governor put us on lockdown and that, and that kind of became real at that time that we need to do more things healthy than that.
Okay. How did you feel when the schools closed down?
Personally, I thought it was a good thing that schools closed down because that's a breeding territory, and I know that it's very difficult on parents, teachers, and students alike, and the poor kids that's going to graduate this year, it's made their life a lot different. But schools is a breeding territory, and we all know that from other flu that we've had and that and everything on that. But I think, personally, I think it's a good deal. On the same token, on that same note, people need to have a more reaction with people. I think you can keep your distance at that time, but our immune system might go haywire on the people that are not able to be out in public and that. So I'm worried about that part of it too.
Okay, you felt as though your grandchildren were safer being kept at home at that time, but you're worried about
right.
people who never get to leave the house.
The grandkids have left the house to go out and help us on the ranch and do that type of thing, so they're around other people. But I believe that the people that are not leaving their homes at all might be in the long term have more conditions, and that's my own theory.
Right. We're just lucky that our work gets us out of the house sometimes.
What did you say? I cannot.
Oh, we are just lucky that our work makes us leave the house at times.
Right.
All right. You know, sometimes, kind of like the frog in the boiling water, things change so slowly that you don't notice it. Is there something that you're aware of now that you didn't notice when it first happened about the coronavirus?
I think that we are still in a very unknown situation with the coronavirus, so we do not know how it's going to really affect everything. We are learning daily, but we have so much information, and part of it's true and part of it's false, and we don't really know how it spread except for we know that we need to keep our hands washed,
yeah,
and not touch our face, and that and we need to keep safe distance. But there's still a lot of unknown to what the coronavirus 19 has in store for us that we don't know yet.
What is your ranch or business situation right now?
We're carrying on ranching as normal. We might not have some people away from here to come and help us, like during breeding time and that type of stuff. More local people, but we keep our distance. Like last weekend, we had a crew here, and we ate outside instead of going inside the house. We're trying to make everything more better for everybody. Denise puts everything in baggies so that and nobody leached out of any dishes or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yes, my parents worked cattle 2 weekends ago and had 12 people, and she had to feed them in the barn. But
yeah.
When do you think life will get back to normal?
Well, I'm hoping that if everybody keeps their distance and everything like that, that we can get back to normal mid-May, but I'm scared to death that in the fall of the year we're going to get back to the way we was before, because that's just when the time of flu comes back around, and until we get a vaccine for this, we're going to be having problems all along.
You know, I said get back to normal. What do you think the new normal is going to look like?
I think that's a very unknown situation right now.
Yeah.
I don't think that people's going to shake hands for a number of years. I believe that kids need to have interaction with other kids at school, but I think there might be more online stuff being done until we have the thing whipped. So I don't know what normal is going to be.
Mm-hmm. So your reaction to the coronavirus now is that you think we are going to get it whipped. We're just not quite sure how it's going to look when it's done.
That's exactly the way I feel. I think that we will have it whipped, but I don't know when it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Before we let each other go, Do you have anything to say about the cattle market situation?
Well, personally, our cattle market, our grain market's been in the doldrum for a long time. We've been struggling to get a fair price for what we raise compared to what we have to buy. And right now, I'm scared to death with the coronavirus, with the meatpacking houses maybe shut down. Who knows what's going to happen on that? And when fat cattle is ready to go to slaughter, you cannot hold them for too awful long period of time. I don't know what we're going to do with those cattle that are fat and if the packing houses are shut down. People are running scared, buying more stuff than they normally buy. And it's just, I don't really know what's going to happen to everything. I think right now that it's going to be a very bad situation until later on in the summertime, and maybe the price of cattle maybe will come back up. Hopefully they do. But if we go back into another shutdown, then I think it will go back the same way we got right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I hope we can weather this one. Well, Mr. McCarty, is there anything that you would like for people who don't live in a small rural area and who are perhaps locked up in a little bitty apartment and just don't know our way of life? Is there anything you wish that they could understand about how we're dealing with the virus?
Oh, that's a difficult question. And I just feel sorry for somebody that's in big towns, New York City, people living on the streets and that, unknown to their neighbors. They don't know their neighbors. And we're very fortunate out here that we basically know everybody. And yes, there have been cases in Beaver, Dodge City, places right around close to us. But we are very fortunate in this area because we know 99% of everybody that we come in contact to with every day. Mm-hmm. And I guess we don't come in contact, we stay our distance nowadays.
We've changed in the last 6 weeks, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Okay. And it has affected our small town businesses. The way things are doing business, you call places and they said, we'll bring what you want out to the curb for you. We're still able to go to our grocery store and that. I'm very fortunate to have our grocery store in Ashland. It has changed the way we have done business, and it has hurt a lot of businesses. I would love to be able to go out. We never went out and ate supper very much, but I would love to go out and eat supper with my friends again.
Yes. It is distancing us from our best friends.
Yeah. And I can imagine with you at the library, you don't get to see your clients like you did every day. It's pretty lonely in there.
Yes, we tried to do curbside, but the only difference is the grocery wants you to take it home and keep it. If people bring stuff back to us, I am scared that if anything were infected and then I gave it to another patron, what if I spread it? I didn't see a way to win there. Even though we had been wiping things with Clorox water and trying to disinfect everything. But I think we will be opening perhaps in 2 to 3 weeks, at least for curbside. But
I know that you guys have done everything you can do to try and keep everything sanitized, but we cannot worry about if we do everything we to our best of our power to be safe, we can't worry about anything other than that, or else we'd go crazy.
And yes, some of us may be closer to that edge than others. But, okay, Mr. McCarty, thank you for giving us this interview, and if you will let us, we will probably be calling you closer towards the fall to see if any of your opinions have changed.
That would be great.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Be careful.
Thank you. You stay safe.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.